All right, great. Thank you guys for being here on the for the early session. I know it's tough to get to the 8:30 one sometimes, so I appreciate it. And as Tara said, as I'm going through this, if any questions come up, please feel free to just interject. It is a small group, so I'm happy to take questions as they come. So my name is Tom Byrne. I'm with the University of Pennsylvania and the VA National Center on Homelessness Among Veterans, which is based out of Philadelphia. And what I'm going to be talking about today is a website that we've developed at the National Center in collaboration with the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and it's called the Homelessness Analytics Application. The URL for the website is right there at the bottom, so if folks have iPads or something with them and they want to pull it up right now, feel free to do so. Unfortunately, I think that the internet is not connected in these rooms, so it's going to be a little bit of a screenshot presentation as opposed to the actual live demo. So I just want to also acknowledge folks who've collaborated with me very closely in putting this website together, mainly my colleagues at the National Center on Homelessness Among Veterans who are listed there. I have no relationships to disclose until Nike starts endorsing homelessness researchers. I'm not going to have much to disclose. So really quickly, what I'm hoping to do today is just kind of describe to you what the analytics application is, just briefly highlight some types of questions that you can answer with the application, and just demonstrate some of the key tools that are available through the website. So this is, as I mentioned, the analytics application was a joint collaboration between the VA with the National Center on Homelessness Among Veterans, where I work, taking the lead, and also was done in collaboration with the Department of Housing and Urban Development. A lot of the data on the site is HUD data. So really, this is an application that our intent, and this is the first iteration of it, and we're working to update it continuously as we move forward. Really, the intent of it is to provide communities, organizations, individual users, and researchers with actionable information and data on trends in homelessness among veterans and non-veterans over time, services and resources available to prevent and end homelessness, and community-level indicators that are related to homelessness, so things like rent level, unemployment rate, and so forth. So as of now, there's over 225 indicators, with many more to come as we update this, available through the application in a number of different domains, not only information related to homelessness counts and related variables, but also housing inventory variables, so capacity for homeless assistance programs in different communities, and community level demographic, health and behavioral health measures, economic and housing market conditions, safety net variables in there as well, so information about the availability of food stamps, TANF, SSI, benefit level, and so forth. And just some really basic information at this point about the age distribution of the sheltered homeless population, and we're going to add more on that to come. And we've got multiple years of data and multiple geographies in there as well. So I'm not going to go through all of these individually, but I just wanted to flash up here some questions of the sort that folks who are coming to the application might be able to use the application to answer. So questions kind of about basic prevalence of homelessness in a given community, trends in homelessness over time. So just these are just some examples of the types of questions that you might be able to answer using the application. Questions of the relative magnitude of homelessness and whether the problem is more severe in some communities than in others. And as far as I know, our website is the only place where you can get information about rates of homelessness, standardized for the size of the underlying population, because we've gone through and calculated those rates for the geographies at which counts of homelessness are available. And finally, just some questions about resources and how the resources available in one community compare to another. And as I'll show a little bit later, we've also done some statistical modeling to look at the relationship between things like median rent level and unemployment rate and rates of homelessness. And we've built a tool into the application that will allow users to sort of see what the expected impact of things like changes in unemployment or rent level might be on rates of homelessness. So I just want to really quickly demonstrate some of the key functionalities of the application. And again, I apologize that we couldn't do this via a live demo, so it'll be mainly screenshots, but definitely encourage people to check it out after the session. So I'll just go through each of these functionalities one by one to try and give you a sense of the types of things that you can do with the analytics application. So this is just the landing page for the application itself. Again, the URL is homelessnessanalytics.org, and really the quickest way into the application is just to click on that little Get Started button up in the right-hand corner. So the first thing that you can do is create and save interactive maps that are color-coded depending on the indicator that you're interested in mapping geographically. So this is kind of the main interface of the application. Again, it's a map-based interface. And the geography that you see being mapped there, it might look a little strange. These are what are known as continuums of care. And these are the geographies at which HUD allocates federal homeless assistance funds. And it's also the smallest geography at which counts of the homeless population are available. So they're a little bit of a Frankenstein geography in that they can be single cities, they can be single counties, they can be multiple counties, or they can be entire states. So all of this information that's available at the continuum of care level is also available at the state level in the application as well. So you can kind of see here that what's being mapped is just the total count of homelessness on a single night in 2012, with darker areas representing communities with more raw counts of homelessness in 2012. And if you can add, as I mentioned, there's over 250 indicators in the application. You can click on the little Add Indicators bar, and this will just give you a sense of some of the indicators that are available in the application itself. So just in those six domains there was over 250 indicators. You can change the color of the map if you want to do that. And again, you can change the geography level there, so everything that's available at the continuum of care level should also be available at the state level. And if you want to save the map, you can do so using a permalink there, so you can come back to it, or you can share it on a web page or wherever you might be interested in sharing it. One of the neat features about the application is if you're just interested in a particular community and you just want to get a quick snapshot of what homelessness looks like in a particular community, let's say Philadelphia, for example, you can use, there's a search bar where you can search for geography in the upper left there, and it'll pop up this quick little info bubble, which will tell you just five or six quick indicators on the scope of the homeless population in the community that you're interested in. And what you can do is click on, there's a little, it's tough to see here, but there's a little, I don't know, there's a there's a little button you can click for View Report, which will download a PDF report that will give you a really quick snapshot of what homelessness looks like in the community that that you've searched for. And so it'll give you a really quick snapshot of trends in homelessness over time for different subpopulations or subgroups of the homeless population. So individuals, which is mainly single adults, family households, veterans, and persons who are chronically homeless. So it'll give you a snapshot of how things have trended over time. It'll give you a quick snapshot of the availability of resources in your community to address homelessness, and it'll give you some quick information about indicators that are related to homelessness, things like household income, poverty, unemployment, median rent, percent renter households, or percent percent of folks paying greater than 30% of their income for rent, which is the HUD standard for affordable housing. One of the really cool things about the application as well is that you can create and download customized data sets. So if you're interested in doing kind of your own analysis on any of the data that's available in the application, you can select a set of indicators that are of interest to you. And again, there's lots of indicators in a number of different domains in the application. You can create a table at either the continuum of care or the state level that will contain all of the indicators that you've selected, and then you can download that as a CSV file, which then you can import into a any statistical software package. And the data set that's on here, we've actually published a number of papers that essentially use the same data set. So there's opportunities for researchers who are kind of interested in homelessness and related factors to do their own analysis using the data that's available here. And again, you can, this is similar to what we saw with the snapshot report, but if you're interested in comparing different communities, so for example, large cities, here is what's shown on this graph, is just the four largest cities in the country, New York, LA, Chicago, and Houston, just looking at how homelessness has trended over time across those four communities. You can do so with this charting feature that's available in the application. It's an interactive thing where if you mouse over a particular point, you'll get an exact number for that point. And you can add and subtract different communities. So if you're interested in comparing different cities to one another, you can do so with that charting feature. You can also look at how different indicators have traveled together over time. So this is just a plot of the number of emergency shelter beds in a community versus the total homeless count over time. So you can do some looking at how different indicators have traveled over time together. You can also look at a given point in time. You can do a scatter plot looking at all different communities. On the x-axis there is the total number of homeless persons, and on the y-axis is the total unsheltered count. So you can look at communities that... Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to see, for what did you use to build the website? Did you have, like, a program within the department?
So we contracted with a firm that specializes in doing sort of these map-based applications to do the website. So all of the data work and stuff like that we did on our end and putting it together, and we basically told them what we wanted to see, and then they built it. So you can just do a scatter plot, and you can see LA County here is an outlier, both with a really large number of persons experiencing homelessness and a really large unsheltered population as well. You can zoom in on it too to sort of get a sense of what communities look like. And so, as I mentioned, we've done a series of statistical models to look at the relationship between community level predictors and rates of homelessness. And so there's a feature in the application that will allow you to look at that uses the results of these models to allow you to look at what the expected impact on the rate of homelessness in a community might be were certain community-level indicators to change. So, for example, in the economic and housing model, there's a number of different variables. One of the strongest predictors in our models was the rent level, with higher median rent levels associated with higher rates of homelessness. So you can get a sense of if the median rent level were to increase by $300, which would be a huge increase, you'd expect an increase in the rate of homelessness as well. So you can kind of get a sense of how modifying certain factors might have an impact on homelessness. And you can look at different subpopulations as well, so veterans, individuals, and families. And again, we've done a series of models, so you can look at predictors in a couple of different domains: economic and housing, which is things like rent level, housing market conditions; community and behavioral health, which is things like proportion of the population that are substance abusers, liquor store density, and then entitlements, which really should be safety net because it's looking at things that might be protective factors for homelessness, so SSI benefit level and so forth. And this is just an example of the community and behavioral health model, or some of the predictors that are in it. So that's just kind of a really quick overview of the application. I would encourage all of you to take a look at it and kind of click around and see if there might be something of use in there for you. As I mentioned, this is kind of the first iteration of the website, and we're planning to update this on an ongoing basis with not only just the estimates of the number of persons who are homeless on a given night, but also the annual estimates. HUD makes available estimates of the size of the homeless population over the course of a year. And so we're hoping to incorporate that information, which has more detailed demographic information about prior living situation, length of stay in shelter, and so forth. We're going to add more indicators at more levels of geography, more community level indicators. And one of the big things that we want to do is add in information about, is there a question? Okay. there's information about providers of homeless assistance programs, those that are funded by VA and those that are funded by HUD are required to report information about their performance. And so we're hoping to put some program-level performance data up there, which hopefully will encourage providers to have better performance once kind of their statistics are made public. So these are just, I'll just leave these up here, but these are just some questions. I think the best way to actually use the application and get to know it is to try and use it to answer a specific set of questions. So again, these are just some questions that you might be able to answer using the application, and trying to answer specific questions is what we found is the best way for people to really get a sense of what's possible with the application. So with that, I'll flash my contact information up there, and again, the URL for the application, the website itself, is homelessnessanalytics.org, and then the website for the National Center on Homelessness Among Veterans is also there. Yeah.
Is it just major cities, or?
No, it's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
It's everywhere, yep. So again, the geography at which HUD does counts of homelessness is a little bit strange. So the size of the geography is going to depend on the location. So in most cases, rural areas, it's an agglomeration of multiple counties. So the geography is a little bit tricky. But it'll cover the entire country. Thanks.
Okay.